Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Tom Reilly, CEO of ArcSight. The company trades on NASDAQ, and the ticker symbol is ARST. Thanks for joining us today there, Tom.
Happy to be with you, Juan.
Great. Now, start off by giving us some of the highlights of the upcoming conference day, which you plan to host tomorrow.
Great, Juan. So ArcSight is in the business of cybersecurity. And we have a healthy business primarily because cybercrime is on the rise, and those who perpetrate it are making significant amounts of money. There's four types of cybercrimes that we help address. The first is cyber fraud, which is fraudulent movement of money, and it's targeting online banking, e-commerce sites, ATM. And today there's 53 million Americans that bank online. The average loss in cost of cyber fraud is about $500,000. The second is cyber theft of personally identifiable information. This is stealing credit cards, social security numbers, passport information, driver's license numbers. And this information is valued on the black market. Recently, a gentleman named Albert Gonzalez and a cyber gang stole nearly 200 million credit card records from a number of large retailers. Those records are worth anywhere from 50 cents to a dollar on the black market. That's good money. The average cost of a data breach like this is $6.6 million to the company that lost it. The other two areas we track and help address is cyber espionage of intellectual property or confidential information, or cyber warfare. And that's actually attacks by enemy nation states on the critical infrastructures of others. Much like Russia effectively attacked the cyber infrastructure of Georgia last August, countries like the U.S. and many others are beefing up their cyber defenses. It is estimated that a single wave of cyber attacks on the U.S. critical infrastructure could cost $700 billion of damage, the equivalent of 50 major hurricanes. So these types of cyber attacks and cyber crimes are on the rise. Our technology helps our customers monitor their networks and get early warning when they may be affected by any types of these cyber crimes.
And how well positioned is the company to take advantage on some of these trends in the cyber crime and cyber theft industry?
Well, the company is very well positioned. Within our category that's called Security Information and Event Management, ArcSight is the market leader by a significant margin. This is one of the fastest-growing software categories, and security is becoming very top of mind. We're all anticipating the appointment of a cyber czar by the White House who will help drive some of these initiatives for the U.S. government. And increasingly, we're seeing new compliance mandates and security regulations that are requiring companies to put protections in place to protect their shareholders, protect their customers, and, of course, protect citizens.
Right. And so what are some of the other things that makes the company unique from some of the other players in the sector?
Well, so first off, we're a pure play. This is all we do. We help our customers monitor their enterprises for threat and risk across the complete infrastructure. We differentiate ourselves in three ways. First off, that is when you look across an IT infrastructure, there's hundreds of different types of vendor solutions on the network, all the different phones, routers, switches, firewalls, databases, applications, laptops, servers. And it's not uncommon that a company could have tens of thousands of these endpoints. ArcSight has the broadest set of interoperability to interface with all of those different endpoints and monitor them in real time. And our interoperability is much broader than any of our competitors. Secondly, we need to collect hundreds of millions of these events in any given day, and we need to understand what are true threats. And so we have a powerful correlation engine that filters through those hundreds of millions of events and identifies when a real threat is occurring. And then finally, scale. You're collecting significant amounts of these events from across an enterprise, and sometimes you have to retain them upwards of 7 years. So we have the most effective, what's called log management solution on the planet. It is very scalable and designed to capture and store these logs at a very low cost in a very efficient way and allow you to retrieve them and have an audit trail of what's happened on your enterprise. those three things would differentiate us from our competitors.
Right, and so where can we find some of your main products? Government buildings, offices, cars?
Well, so very good question, Juan. The verticals that we do very well in is in government. We work with many of the intelligence agencies and defense agencies and civilian agencies in protecting citizen data, protecting who's accessing classified information, and, of course, monitoring for cyber attacks from enemy nations. Secondly, we do a lot of business with financial service firms who are using our software to monitor who's accessing their customers' account information and making sure that those users are authenticated and all transactions are actually real transactions and not fraudulent. We work with a lot of the world's largest retailers to help them monitor and protect credit card data and make sure that that credit card data is not stolen. Increasingly, we're working with many of the largest healthcare providers protecting electronic patient records and the privacy of their patients. Pretty much every vertical and every company has a vital asset that it needs to protect, whether it's customer data, it's credit card information, healthcare data, intellectual property, or classified data. And so we work with companies across all verticals, across all geographies, and companies of many sizes.
Right, and in terms of the company's growth, will you look to grow organically? Would you look for some M&A activities here coming up?
Well, so we went public about 20 months ago on Valentine's Day of 2008. We are in a very strong financial position with just over $100 million of cash. Our category in of itself is growing quite well organically. We do think there are opportunities for us to acquire some technology assets that accelerate our vision and our strategy, so we're continually looking for opportunities to do acquisitions, but we are also pretty pleased with the organic growth of our category.
Good, and perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience as well as some of the key management team over at ArcSight, Tom.
Juan, I'm very pleased of the tenure of the ArcSight leadership team. Our team is comprised of some of the more senior and well-experienced security professionals in the industry. Our CTO and founder, Hugh Njimonze, has been with the company for nearly 10 years. Our head of sales, Kevin Mosier, has been with the company for 6 years. Our CFO, Stuart Grierson, the same, 6 years. So we have a very well-seasoned and well-experienced team that's worked together for a long time. Myself, I've been with the company 3 years. I bring 25 years of enterprise software experience to ArcSight, helping companies scale and grow and really deliver on customer satisfaction, customer success, which is a big part of ArcSight's success.
Good. And so what are some of the goals and milestones that the management hopes to accomplish here over the course of the next 12 months?
Well, so we operate our business in our current fiscal year to three key business imperatives. The first of these is a relentless focus on customer success. In our business, we cannot afford for our customers to fail because it can hurt their brands, it can hurt their customers if that information gets stolen. So, but it's not only good practice for our customers, it's also good business for us. In any given quarter, we've been trending well over 50% of our new product revenue comes from our existing customer base as they expand their projects. So we focus on their success. It's helping our business success. Our second business imperative is to expand our value proposition. Traditionally, we monitor just perimeter, but as the perimeter moves away, we have to help our customers monitor all of their sensitive data, track what their users are doing, what they're entitled to do, and monitor all of their applications. So we're innovating new capabilities that allow that to happen. We look at even some of our largest customers and feel we've only penetrated their accounts 15 to 20% of the potential opportunity, and 80% plus remains. Lastly, we have built out a channel program, and we now have over 125 VARs and resellers across the globe who represent our products into the mid-market. And so we're seeing large adoption in the mid-market, predominantly driven by compliance mandates such as HIPAA in healthcare, PCI for retailers, or SOX around public companies. So it's those three initiatives that are growing our business: focusing on our customers and they expand their projects, introducing new capabilities as we monitor more of the enterprise and the IT infrastructure, and lastly, penetrating the mid-tier through our channel partners.
Very good answer. And now, in terms of the stock, do you think that right now investors understand the message and general direction? And talk a little bit. You're actually going to be ringing the bell tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, I'm very excited that we'll be ringing the bell at the NASDAQ tomorrow morning at 9:30 Eastern Time, which is a very exciting for myself and for our executive team. After that, we will be meeting with investors and shareholders and giving an update on the business. I think that shareholders are increasingly aware of our capabilities. They're also increasingly aware of the growth that we've been demonstrating this past year. And we demonstrated high growth in probably one of the most challenging economic times. So I think that that's creating awareness around our capabilities. Furthermore, our customers and potential future customers are increasingly becoming aware of our capabilities and planning them into their IT roadmaps, not only for traditional monitoring and perimeter, but for monitoring of new use cases. So we hope that there's plenty of drivers externally that continue to fuel the growth of our business.
Certainly, and once again, joining us today is Thomas Reilly, President and CEO of ArcSight. Once again, trades on NASDAQ, ticker symbol ARST, and currently trading at $23.21 a share. And before we conclude, Tom, what are some of the key reasons, just to kind of rehash everything, why investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Sure. So one, as the world becomes increasingly connected and more businesses try to differentiate themselves by going online, you introduce more opportunities for cybercrime. So it's a given that the world's going to become more interconnected. It's a given that we're going to use different tools for conducting business. Even today, I use my iPhone to do my banking. Eventually, all of us will be using our cell phones to make purchases, what have you. So as the world becomes more automated, more interconnected, cybercrime is going to grow. There's four types of cybercrime: cyber fraud, which is fraudulent transactions taking advantage of online banking and e-commerce. There's cyber theft of personally identifiable information, so that's stealing credit cards, social security numbers, healthcare records, even fingerprint data. There's cyber espionage, trying to get classified information or intellectual property. And then finally, there's increasingly a concern around cyber warfare, and that's attacks on critical infrastructure. And that's enemy nation states wanting to attack telecommunications, utilities, financial services, the transportation systems. And so you see governments stepping up to put safeguards in place. All of these trends portend well for our business as we help our customers monitor for these types of cyber crimes.
Great. Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Thank you, Juan.